also, just the nature of creativity is so fleeting and so difficult to nail down and define that recently, I think in the last maybe the last 3 years or so, I was asked to come at Career Day and speak to people who were already in college and wondering what they were going to do with their life at the Market Center. Dallas Market Center had this symposium where they had speakers, and you go from room to room, and they had the visual director from Penny's, and then they had me because I had my own company, and I put together my little talk, and I'd already done this so many times. It's like, this is a mannequin, and I thought, oh. So I thought of a completely new approach, and I really just wanted to talk about the creative process. And that morning when I got there, they said, oh, we need to ask you something. I said, yes. I said, well, the visual director at Penny's, he backed out. It's like, what? And this is when Penny's had just taken a turn, and this guy did not want to be there with egg on his face, and when the company's failing, and he's not going to be banging their drum if they don't have much of a drum to bang. So they said, "Would you mind giving your speech twice?" I thought, "Sure, no problem." I don't know if they understood. I don't think they expected what I was about to present because the talk I gave was about creativity, and the first slide I showed these people was my great niece, my niece's first daughter, who was three. And Nora had grabbed my mother's dishwashing gloves, her rubber gloves, and run in the living room with them. And she was in the middle of the floor playing with these gloves. And I kind of stopped before I went into the room, and I was kind of, I wasn't really lurking, but I wanted to see her experience this without knowing that anybody was watching. And I took several photographs of her.